श्रीमद्भागवतम 1935 सपदि सखी वचो निशम्य मध्ये निज परयोर बलयोर रथम निवेश ऋतवती पर सैनिकायु रक्षणा ऋतवती पार्थ सखे रतिर ममास्तु। सो हियर भीष्म पितामह इज रिमेम्बरिंग द स्टार्ट ऑफ द कुरुक्षेत्र वॉर वेयर इन एट अर्जुनास रिक्वेस्ट Krishna brought the two chariots in between the two, brought the chariot between the two armies. Sapadi, Sakhi, Vacho, Nishamya, Madhye, Sapadi in the battlefield. Sakhi, Vacho, on the words of his friend, Nishamya, Madhye, after hearing, Madhye, Madhye, Nijaparayor, Balayor, Ratham, Nivesha. So in between the armies, two armies he brought, and Sthitavati situated Parasainika Yurakshna Ritavati. So Sthitavati and Ritavati are rhyming words. So he situated the chariot in between the two armies, and what did he do? Parasainika Yurakshna Ritavati. So he, with his just glance, he stole away Ritavati, the life of Parasainika Yur, of the soldiers on the opposite side. And then, Partha Sakhe Ratir Mamastu, that Lord who is Partha Sakha, I hope that my attraction be there for him always. Now, significantly, in that Parasainika, Parasainik, even Bhishma was there. And that means if Krishna stole away the lives of everyone on the opposite side by his glance, that would mean he stole away the life of even Bhishma. And yet, rather than feeling angry, normally if somebody decides to kill us, or because of somebody we are dying, then naturally we'll feel angry with that person. But here, Bhishma Pitama is saying, oh, let my consciousness be attracted to that Lord. How can he pray like that? Towards someone who is the cause of his death. Now, Bhishma knows that ultimately, everything happens by the Lord's plan, and the Lord is the supreme well-wisher. So even when he's stealing away the lives of the opposite party, by dying in his presence, one will attain the supreme destination. That he will talk in one later verse, Yamih Niriksha Hata Gata Swarupam. They got their Swarupa. Hata Gata Swarupam. Those who died in his presence. But here, the focus is on that. Mastu, let my consciousness be fixed on that Lord. What is the speciality? You know, even when a devotee makes such an extraordinary request, you know, first of all, for Krishna to be ready to take the menial position of a charioteer is itself extraordinary. And after Krishna takes that position, then for Arjuna to make such an extraordinary request, instead of fighting, just bring the armies between the two armies. Krishna is acting like the obedient servant of Arjuna. And this demonstrates the inconceivable nature of the relationship between the Lord and the devotee. So the Lord may become a servant and yet he remains omnipotent. You know, he was a charioteer. Normally, if a warrior is there and the warrior wants to kill the soldier on the opposite side, the warrior has to exert and shoot arrows and fight vigorously to kill the opponents. So Krishna was not even a warrior. Krishna was simply a charioteer. Normally a charioteer doesn't kill anyone. A charioteer doesn't use weapons. So Krishna did not fight. Krishna did not use any weapons. And just by his glance, Ritavati, he stole away the lives of everyone. Krishna saw, oh, all of you are going against my devotee. All of you are becoming a part of that conspiracy which has brought so much suffering upon my devotees. You know, Ritavati. So you do not deserve to live. Of course, Krishna doesn't have any vendetta against anyone. Krishna wants the well-being of everyone. But this is a doctor who wants well-being, may act differently with different people. He may give a child a chocolate and another child an injection and a third child a surgery. That will vary depending on what is best for the child. Similarly, Krishna deals differently, but he is supreme. And then how exactly did Krishna's glance kill everyone? You know, saha ikshitaha. By Krishna's glance, the whole creation moves at the origin of creation. And similarly, it is by Krishna's glance that all the Pandavas and their army got energy, got empowerment. And so Krishna's glance acted through his devotees and implemented his will. So as devotees, we often hear that Krishna's glance is such that it's like Cupid's Kamadev shoots his arrows through the glance of the opposite sex. Similarly, it is said Krishna's glance can also attract our heart to him. But Krishna's glance usually works through his devotees. Generally, when we become attracted to his devotees, then we become attracted to Krishna and Krishna's glance through that. So, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, actually we are relishing, we are striving to relish an intimate relationship with that wonderful Lord who manifests his extraordinary grace. And learning to love Krishna is life's greatest adventure. The chanting the same mantra may seem boring, but chanting can open the door to making life's greatest adventure, wherein we love and live with the most extraordinary person in all of creation for all of eternity. Thank you.